This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your one-minute musical radio show for March 2021. Our guest is Mrs. Becky Jenkins Arns, our radio show's 2016 Teacher of the Year Award winner. Mrs. Arns has taught for 16 years in the public schools of Baldwin City, Kansas, York County, Virginia, and Norfolk, Virginia. She has taught kindergarten, first, second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth grade. She is a master teacher, award-winning gymnast, award-winning dancer, wife, mother of five children, pianist, singer, and choral conductor. During this pandemic, she has been teaching second graders in the Norfolk Public Schools creatively on Zoom for 5 months. She teaches all subjects, math, reading, writing, science, and social studies. During this past summer, the district she teaches in had optional Zoom and other online training, which she took advantage of. She says, quote, "We continued with training when teachers came back from summer break and have new weekly professional development to build upon our current skills and give us new ideas." Welcome to our radio show, Mrs. Becky Arns.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Becky, how many hours a day do you teach your students on Zoom, and on what days?
I teach for 4 hours and 10 minutes a day. This includes whole group and small group instruction and testing. While I'm working with a small group, some of the other students are working with other teachers in breakout rooms, or they are working individually on their daily assignments in a breakout room. I teach virtually Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. On Wednesdays, the students log in and do asynchronous work without the teacher. This allows teachers to do extra training, plan, make lesson plans and assignments, grade work, input grades, make data spreadsheets, input data, set goals, and do other things they need to get done to help the students. The 4 days the students are on Zoom with the teacher, the school day runs from 9 o'clock a.m. to 3 o'clock p.m. with an hour and 50-minute break for resource and lunch. The librarian and the guidance counselor also come into the class Zoom meeting for 30 minutes each during the week.
Do your students sign in each morning, and how do you begin your classes?
My students sign into Zoom each morning at 9 o'clock. I put on classical music in the background when students first enter the class. The music seems to get them in the correct mood and frame of mind to start learning. Students already know the rules, so we don't usually need to address them. We begin class by writing down one good thing that has happened to us or something that we might want to share or share with the class. We then look at a fun or unusual picture and use a skill or bit of information that we have been learning about one of our subject areas to do something with the picture. Students look forward to seeing what new picture will be put on the screen each day. We then go over our assignments for the day on our platform and start our first subject.
Becky, can you share with us your creative ideas for teaching your students on Zoom?
It can be difficult to keep students' attention throughout the day. Besides putting on classical music at the beginning of the day, as students come in, I put on classical music in the background when students are in the main room and are working on assignments. This helps keep the students focused and calm while they are working. I look for video timers that have classical music playing while the timer is going during student breaks. There are a lot of fun and interesting timer videos for students to watch that have cartoons, animals, and just about anything you can think of. I rarely use the same timer video twice. Students look forward to seeing what timer will come up next on the screen. There are a wide range of timers with various amounts of time. We take multiple 3 minute breaks throughout the day. To get the wiggles out, we do a lot of fun Go Noodle and Kids Bop and other dance videos where students dance along with kids on the screen to songs from movies and famous singers. Some of the dance videos teach students popular dances, and others teach students subject-related material. I make it a point to use a variety of online websites and links to keep students' interest. I also use my whiteboard with different fonts and shapes, the ladybug projector, videos, online books, interactive Google Slide activities, etc. Students do polls and reply in the chat on Zoom. I get students participating by them using objects around their house. There have been many times where students have been given clues and they go on a treasure hunt around their house. Students also have access to multiple learning websites where they can play games while they learn. At the end of the day, I pick a few students that are still there to share. This encourages students to attend in the afternoon and stay to the end. I have had students show pets, tell about a fun activity, show a drawing, and even read a story they wrote. Everyone gets a turn by the end of the week. Sometimes we have a theme to our sharing, or could involve information we are learning. For example, they might share something that is a certain color, something they have drawn, made, or cooked, something that is small, or an item that goes along with a lesson. Twice this year, teachers have had parents come to the school and do a drive-by to pick up bags of supplies, such as manipulatives for math, plastic sheets with markers to write on, notebooks, practice books, and anything we can think of to help students stay engaged at home while learning online. Keeping students interested and actively involved has helped to create an environment where students look forward to logging into virtual school.
Thank you, Mrs. Becky Arns, for sharing your creative ideas for teaching and connecting with your students on Zoom, and for inspiring, motivating, and encouraging them to enjoy learning.